We have Bob Kamrat speaking on new fungicides and the management of target spot in Georgia.
Appreciate it. Won't be that long of a presentation. Bob, I will say this, that I don't know how much of this session you've been in, but one thing that has changed... Yeah, it's really good, Bob. I'm sorry you weren't here. For the record, I asked her to wait till you got here. I said wait. One thing that has changed is, two things have changed since the last time we gave this, since the last Bellwether. The first thing is, I've always heard nothing on cotton matters until it happens in the Mid-South. Now I believe that. That's right, Travis. So obviously now the disease matters. The second thing is this, is that I think that this is the first group of papers we've had where we've seen a yield response. We're seeing a positive link between fungicides and this disease. And that just goes into showing what Bob alluded to with some of the work with Cotton Incorporated. It's not always easy to tease this out, but if you look at the number of papers that have been given this today, more often than not it has been. Now, two of the gentlemen sitting up here from Colquitt County, Scott Brown and Jeremy Kickler, they can tell you this is something they already knew. Right? But what's happening is, I think it's more widespread. My talk today is not so much on the yield benefits, but I think that as we look at and we're seeing a more positive benefit from the fungicides, is there's an aspect that perhaps we need to be more aware of, and that is the reliance upon the fungicides that we've talked about. Clearly right now I think we have one fungicide that's replaced another fungicide as being the go-to product, but I think that we've seen with an earlier talk that Katrina gave, and also the understanding of resistance, that we are relying very heavily on a certain group of fungicides and that we have a very plastic pathogen when you look at it overall. So what I'm going to talk about this presentation is not to the point where I would like it to be, but I think given the occurrence of target spot and the importance of fungicides potentially in the management, I think it's where we need to be and what we need to start thinking about. It hasn't been since, it's been 1961 when this disease was first reported in Mississippi, and again it wasn't until about 2007 that growers and consultants and agents started alerting me to the fact that you've misdiagnosed it as something else, and they were right, okay? And now, in the period of time between 2007 and 2016, now it's becoming a wider and wider problem. And I think that's not unrealistic when you think that the data seems to suggest, and again Cotton Incorporated has been working with this, is that it appears that this was a single introduction. When we talk about using soybean as an indicator of target spot on cotton, that's not because the pathogen is going to jump from the soybeans to the cotton. It's because probably what fuels it weather-wise is the same. But the research shows right now that the isolates on cotton are unique from the ones on soybean, and that they likely came in in a relatively short period of time, and now what we're seeing is the expansion into other areas. So why this paper? Right now the fungicides that are labeled for target spot are limited. Management of target spot is imperfect. I think if you know anything about disease epidemiology, the fact that it's imperfect is as much or more of a threat to the overall management, because when we use our best fungicides out there, we are likely only protecting about 50% of the yield that's being lost. I truly believe that. And so we've got at-risk fungicides that are not perfect in managing the disease, and that sets us up for a bigger problem. Coronespora is very plastic. It's very plastic in the sense that there's the great opportunity in other crops where we've seen resistance. If you talk to Gary Valade from University of Florida, he'll tell you this is a fungus, a pathogen that adapts very readily. And despite the indifference, this is another reason, and I use that not in a negative term, but the indifference early on from a number of companies on the overall importance of this disease, now more and more companies are very interested in testing their products. This is a slide that Katrina showed earlier. But the reason is, if we have a disease which is explosive, controversial but explosive, one that we cannot control as well as we would like to, and we're using site-specific, we're using at-risk fungicides, it sets us up for problems. So even if we learn to control it today, if we don't manage the resistance issues on the fungicides we're using, it could be more of a problem. Okay. So the objective is this. What multi-year study was to assess efficacy of additional fungicides for management of target spot of cotton measured by reduction in disease severity, which I use by defoliation and by improved yield. These are the fungicides that have labels right now. And if you look back to 2010 or so, we've grown quite a bit. Okay, so we do have fungicides out there. Not all of these fungicides are as effective as others are, but we do have these fungicides. But when you look at the frac groups they're in, Okay? When you look at the frat groups, the group 3 is the DMI fungicides. The group 7s would be the SDHI, succinate dehydrogenase inhibitors. The group 11s would be the strobilurins, or the QOIs. And then we got the mixed fungicides. I've kind of mixed them. If they had a component, I put them in the different ones. But we have we don't have a large number of different modes of action there. We have three, two of which are still used. The twin line's not used so much anymore, which are mixed modes of action. But we do have to be very conscious of a limited number of products that we have available, a plastic pathogen, and also the limited modes of action. So the description of these small plot trials, randomized complete block, trials were conducted where we typically find the disease. I would admit that I agree with Austin that Jay, Florida, is probably the epicenter, but we get our fair share as well in these locations. We use Phygin 499, and some people have said, if you don't plant 499, you don't have to worry about target spot, but I think several papers today have shown that's just not true. It may be more susceptible, but it does not mean that we don't need to protect it. Leaf spider sprayer, defoliation yields, and fisher protected LSD at 0.1. Okay. Here are the fungicides that we've been looking at. These include some of the ones that are labeled, but these are almost all, almost exclusively what's been out there that the companies, and I'll put it this way, the companies have come to me and asked me to look at these fungicides, and that tells me one thing, A, that they're more interested now, and B, these are the fungicides that they're bringing. So the headline, the Preaxor is fairly new. The Circadus probably will never be brought to market, but this is the fluxapyroxad in the Preaxor component. The Quadris, which is labeled now, Quadris top is one that's been labeled. Looked at. Elatus is the newest fungicide from Syngenta that's being offered, but I will say this numbered compound, which is a combination of the strobilurin and an SDHI, is really the one to watch. If there's a revolutionary fungicide that's going to come in terms of targets, but I think this is the only one that's currently on the horizon. Tetraconazole plus azoxystrobin, trifloxystrobin plus prothioconazole, and these triazoles at the bottom. So these are the fungicides that we are looking at now, or at least the companies have at least some interest in looking at. To go through some trials and just show, we don't have perfect data sets, but just to show, this is the percent defoliation, the LSD. This is the untreated. Here's the Preaxor level. Here's head two applications, headline plus Preaxor at different rates, but this is our best treatment 15. What we can see here is the Circadus by itself, or the headline plus Circadus. The company's probably not going to bring that forward, but it doesn't bring anything above what we're already getting with two applications, one being the Preaxor, the headline Preaxor. When we look at yields, you can see there was no statistical, the only statistical difference here, which is interesting, it also had higher defoliation in this trial for I don't know why. This was statistically different from the untreated, but all of these fungicides are better numerically than this was a different application strategy. They're all bringing, not statistically except for the headline, but they're bringing something to the table. When I get to the final slide, it's going to be, is it better than what we already have? Should we consider it? Here's a Syngenta program. And this is Solatinol. This is an SDHI chemistry. This is the amount of defoliation with headline, with Quadris. Quadris still works fairly well in our trials. The Quadris top, a soybean material, did not. But here's what I'm excited about. This is a combination of azoxystrobin and adepidin, which is their new fungicide. Not a great trial, but when you are rating plots, clearly this treatment right here was better than anything else in the trial. It was almost spotless. It was amazing at what it could do. Here's the Elatus. The Elatus looks pretty good in this trial, but Elatus has been inconsistent in our work. Elatus plus PIX. In this case, Heather, the question was, could you put the PIX out? In this situation, this is not reflective of what we generally see. PIX plus the fungicide is not affected. And, of course, PIX does not control it. Okay? So Latinol programs, when we look at yield, this was not a high disease pressure, and so what so often happens, we didn't see a whole lot of yield difference. There was no yield difference, but when you look simply from the amount of disease out there, recognizing that the disease, when it's severe, can cause loss, we see that there are fungicides that are out there that are as good or better than what we're using now. This is a combination of looking at tetraconazole, and which is Domark, and Affiance, which is a combination of azoxystrobin and tetraconazole. What I can tell, azoxystrobin and tetraconazole, this is probably the biggest loss for cotton growers in the Southeast as far as tebuconazole chloride, as you know, is labeled on cotton, and we could use it. But tetraconazole and tebuconazole, these two fungicides have not proven to be as effective as far as the strobilurins or the SDHI chemistries. So right now, triazole fungicides by themselves are not our go-to products, but it may turn out to be where we can use the products in combination. It may be a way to use that. Looking at yield, here's our untreated. Again, this trial, we did not see any yield advantage in this trial. Okay. Stratego yield. This is prothioconazole plus trifloxystrobin. And again, when we're looking, here's our headline. This is my standard in these trials. Here's the Stratego YLD. This is prothioconazole plus trifloxystrobin. In this combination, this trial, the level was about as good as what we were getting with headline. These combinations in green, these are different rates of the trifloxystrobin and the fluoxetine. Okay, so trifloxystrobin, fluoxetine. The key there is, again, SDHI fungicides in combination with the strobilurin chemistries. When we look at yields, we did see some significant increase. This Propulse has fluoxetine in it. It also has prothioconazole, a triazole plus an SDHI chemistry. The next best one was the prothioconazole plus the SDHI chemistry. Last two we'll look at is, this is a trial we did at the Stripling Irrigation Park. And again, here is our two applications of Preaxor. I don't think anybody needs to be convinced after today's talks. It has looked very well. This is a situation where Elatus, which is the product now available from Syngenta, in one trial it looked fairly good. Under higher pressure, it was not as good as the Preaxor. Okay? But that's why I'm excited that it looks like Syngenta may be moving to a new active, unique active ingredient. And I'm not sure when that will be labeled, but I'm hoping that it will come forward. Another question is with Quadris. Here's Quadris. Here's the latest. That Preaxor just offers very good control that we don't see in other products all the time. Here's our yield. Quadris, even though it wasn't quite as good as the foliation, here's the Quadris. Here's the Preaxor, and the others are in the ballpark. The important thing is, Heather, and what frustrates me is they're not statistically significant. But time in, time out, we're seeing a numeric increase in every trial we go to, unless there's low disease pressure. Okay? So to sum that up, and here's where we are now looking forward. My standard is headline. And from my trials, these and a few others, I say the questions I'm asked, because headline has been the standard. As far as disease control, was it as good as headline? Was it better than headline, and was the yield better than the untreated? And if I got capital letters like that, yes, that means yes, statistically significant in the trials I showed you, absolutely. If I've got a capital Y, that means statistically I can believe that Preaxor is statistically better than headline. Circadus in some of our trials has been. Oh, I'm sorry. It means that it is, I believe from the data, a capital Y means it's as good as headline was. Okay, so headline, our Preaxor was, the Circadus, the Quadris top was not. The Elatus was in one trial, but not consistently as good as the headline was. This 2070-60, this is the adepidin azoxystrobin. That's one that is clearly as good and likely better than the headline. The Preaxor is likely better as well. When we come down and look at the yields, if I have a capital statistically better than the untreated, yes, and yes, the headline in the Stratego YLD was. If I have it in the parentheses, time and again, when we look at it, may not be statistically better, but it looks better numerically in most trials. Okay. Last slide, summarize. Fungicides currently labeled for management target spot are in frac codes 3, 7, and 11 in combinations. And that worries me simply because the what we discussed with the pathogen. The combination of SDHI and QOI fungicide seems to be the most effective, whether you're talking Preaxor, you're talking Stratego YLD, or you're talking this new potential product from Syngenta. Preaxor is our current standard. It replaced headline in that current standard, but from looking at all of the fungicides we're looking at, it's not alone in its ability to provide good control and yield results. And then mixed products, especially the QOIs and the SDHIs, more so than the strobilurins and the triazoles or the SDHIs and strobilurins, that tends to be the magic combination. What I think we need to do more than anything as we move forward and working with growers, as this becomes more of an important problem, is resistance management has to be factored in. That resistance management is using combination products and, more importantly, looking to the companies who can bring us more bullets to see what they may be willing to get labeled. It's not cheap to get labeled, but when you look at the acreage of cotton now in 2016 that was affected by target spot, it's more than Bob and Austin's backyard. Okay, now it may become more profitable to bring it. With that, I'll stop and answer any questions anybody has.
Hey, Bob. I had a Depidan, and it was very good. It was my
Yeah, I think there's no debate. Once you've seen it in the field, there's no debate that it's an unbelievable material.